KSRN News, I'm John Scott. Mules, bicycles, and ham radios being used in North Carolina to reach areas hit hardest by Helene.
In hard-hit Buncombe County, North Carolina, which includes Asheville, County Manager Avril Pinder says they're finally able to give out food and water after the state delivered supplies early Monday.
We've been asking for water, and we're just getting water, and it's still in low quantities. There's a large need in our community, and we would like to see a different response from our state partners.
With roads out, cell phone service spotty, and electricity and gas scarce, official Drew Resinger says they're using a bike brigade.
Biking out to houses to knock on doors of people who need help.
They're also using ham radios and mountain mule packers to deliver supplies. As about a dozen mules will be weighed down with food, water, and baby supplies. I'm Julie Walker.
The death toll from Helene 121 and expected to rise. Forecasters keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Kirk, which is expected to become a powerful hurricane this week. Also at SRNNews.com, numbers released by Immigration and Customs Enforcement provide a shocking snapshot of the level of crime associated with illegal immigration.
ICE says as of July of this year, 662,566 illegal immigrants on its docket of those who are not detained have a criminal history. The numbers cover decades, and many of those not in federal custody may be held in state prisons for crimes including murder and other serious offenses. Gonzalez calls the data beyond disturbing and says the report should serve as a wake-up call to the Biden-Harris administration. He also vows to make sure ICE has the resources it needs to deport non-citizens with a criminal record. Bob Agner reporting.
And on Wall Street, the Dow 100 points in the red and the NASDAQ losing 32 points. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts about sex ed.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua is sliding into authoritarianism as the government there shuts down more than 1,500 nonprofits, about half of which are churches and ministries. The August closures were the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in that country. This is SRN News. DirecTV will buy rival Dish to create a massive pay TV company.
In a deal years in the making, DirecTV is buying Dish along with Sling TV from EchoStar. The satellite company has been looking for ways to compete, and the deal reflects how dominant streaming services have become for video delivery. Two decades ago, the FCC blocked a prospective merger, citing antitrust concerns over what would have been an $18.6 billion deal. Now, DirecTV is acquiring their rivals for a payment of $1 plus the assumption of debt. DirecTV says that combined, they and Dish have lost 63% of their satellite customers since 2016. Their goal now is to lure back consumers who want smaller, tailored packages of content at a lower price point. I'm Jennifer King.
And Louisiana becomes the first state to categorize two widely used abortion-inducing pills, mifepristone and misoprostol, as dangerous controlled substances. More details at SRNNews.com.